Hello, everybody, and welcome to your practice of online nidra. Before you settle down, settle into your nidra nest, a few words of caring caution, or maybe housekeeping bits, if you will. This practice, as most of you know, is deeply nurturing, soothing, calming, but for some could occasionally maybe trigger something deep within your subconscious, right? Some sort of healing might come up for you. A lot of old gunk can surface, right? So know and trust that this is completely normal. Part of the process. Know and trust that I am right here with you always to support you during and after your practices. So I encourage you to always take the time to practice your safe space and feelings of well-being in your body. Stay connected to those. Your breath, this will all help you to transition, if you need to, out of the practice safely. And should any triggered feelings arise, be with them. And again, know that you can always reach out to me and take your time to come back into your body fully whenever you feel ready. All right. Housekeeping rant over. Welcome to your practice. Please come to lying down on your back, of course, if seated, and maybe a reclined seat, your feet propped up, if that works for you, a zero gravity chair, delicious. But if you are laying down on your back, whether it's on your couch, your mat, your bed, your legs are out long, and feet are hip width distance, maybe wider. Maybe a cushion or bolster, a rolled yoga mat wrapped in a blanket under the knees, and for any discomfort that may arise in your low back and your hips. Arms are out to the side of the body. Hands are maybe 6 inches, maybe wider, away from body. And allow your palms to turn upwards toward the ceiling. Shoulders relax down. And feel the toes falling out, flopping out naturally, gently. And lengthen the back of the neck with a little tuck of the chin, a scoop of the pelvis to elongate the spine and connect low back, mid back, upper back, and back of the head with the earth. And allowing the forehead to melt down towards skull, skin to bone. And imagine, dear one, a line down the center from the crown of your head. This central line from the crown all the way down through to the point between your legs. And then allow all of your body to flop out from that point, both sides, opening from that center line, out and down. And take a deep inhale through the nose, fill every corner, every crevice. And as you exhale through the mouth, feel the points of the body that contact the floor get a little heavier. Yes, another deep belly breath in. Take your time. Through the mouth, a sigh, the body becomes heavier. We'll do one more just like that. Fill the whole belly. Ribs grow wide. Fill the lungs. Drink up into your shoulders and the crown. As you slowly sigh it out, everything softens even heavier. And throughout your practice, you may feel as though you are falling asleep, hovering in and out, and you may just fall asleep. Your mind could wander off. That's okay. This is normal. When you eventually realize that this has happened, you will just come back to my voice. Return the awareness to the words that are being said, the energy, and try not to analyze or overthink my words, my guidance. Just observe them. Connect with them as best you can. Let's take one more deep inhale. As you exhale, allow for a sigh in the body. Feeling the eyelids soften around the eyes, melting towards the eyeballs. Turn the edges, the corners of the lips ever so slightly upward. Broaden the collarbones. Let the palms release, open and receptive. And allow for some space to make any final adjustments, wiggles, squiggles, fidgets that you need to ensure that you can stay still and relaxed, supported and soft throughout your practice, your journey today. And begin to draw your attention to the sounds in the room around you. And absorb each sound one by one. Just noting the space that you are in through sound. Become aware of any physical sensation on your skin, any fabric or texture, weight or air, even temperature. Now, bring your attention back to the shape of your body lying on your backside. Your outline, can you trace it with your awareness? And feel the sensation of the whole body lying on your back. Coming into your body and into a feeling of well-being, of safety. It may help to imagine a place, real or imaginary, somewhere you've been or not. A place, a space where you feel that safety, that well-being. Imagine yourself in that place and create those feelings of safety and well-being. Let them flood through you, all around you, inside of you, in this moment. Notice where you are, if anyone is with you, the landscape, your surroundings, to your clothing and the expression on your face, the time of day. Be here fully. Knowing that you can come back to this place whenever you need to within this practice or without. Now we come to your Sankalpa or personal resolve. If you have one that you're already working with, repeating it to yourself 3 times in a short statement in the present tense, positively affirming it as something you are living right now. And if you don't have a personal resolve, you can always remain silent, see what may arise from within. Some examples could be, I am open to trying new things. I am curious. I am joy. I am present. I am enough. And choosing your personal resolve, positively affirming it 3 times as something you are living right now. We now begin the rotation of consciousness, where you will take your awareness into different body parts as they are named. You may either visualize, sense, or feel into the body part, whichever feels the most accessible for you. Beginning inside the mouth. In the floor of the mouth, inside right cheek, inside left cheek, roof of the mouth, back of the mouth, the tongue, upper teeth, upper gums, lower teeth, lower gums, the jaw, the whole inside of the mouth, sinuses, the nose, tip of the nose, right nostril, left nostril, the whole nose, the right eye socket, left eye socket, middle of the mind, right ear canal, right ear, middle of the mind, left ear canal to left ear, middle of the mind, back of the head, crown of the head, forehead, tip of nose, upper lip, lower lip, point where the lips touch, whole of the face, whole of the head, the throat, base or hollow of the throat, through right collarbone, to right shoulder joint, right elbow, right wrist, back of the hand, palm of the right hand, the right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, the whole right hand, right arm, to right armpit, and right ribs, and right hip, right thigh, right knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and pinky toe. The whole right foot, the whole right leg, the right side body, and the whole right side of the body, the entire right side. Base or hollow of the throat, through left collarbone to left shoulder joint, and left elbow, wrist, back of the hand, palm of the left hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, left hand, left armpit, left ribs, left hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left pinky toe, the left foot, the left leg, left side body, the whole left side of the body, entire left side of the body. Base or hollow of the throat, to center of the chest, navel, pelvis, groin, front of the torso, front of the body, right heel, left heel, right buttock, left buttock, right shoulder blade, tail of the spine, whole spine to the base of the skull, the whole back of the body, the whole of the back body, the head, right side of the body, left side of the body, front of the body, back of the body, all of your parts together as one. And sensing the whole of the body, the whole of the body, whole of the body. And draw your attention to the points of your body that contact the floor. Feel how gravity pulls them down heavy, securing them to the floor. Feel the weight of the head, shoulders, hips, heels, and hands, all heavy. Feel the weight of gravity holding them down. Feel the weight of your body. Sense the weight of your body from gravity. Your body heavy and held. And become aware of the spaces and the air between the body and the floor. And perhaps underneath the ankles, the low back, the neck. Feel the air, the space around the body becoming lighter. Your body lighter than the air. Your body lighter than a feather. Whole body is weightless, floating like a feather on air. Feel the sensation of lightness throughout the whole body. And come back to the sensation of the points where the body touches the floor, feeling the weight from gravity, and gravity weighing the body down, the sensation of heaviness. And return to the spaces and the lightness, the air carrying you, lighter than air. The sensation of a lightness through your body. Body floating in air, being aware of lightness. And come back to the sensation of gravity holding your body, weighted and connected to the earth. And now move to the lightness, your body lighter than air. Come back to the heaviness, feeling the heaviness. And return to the lightness, feel light. Can you now try to feel both heavy and light at the same time, creating both sensations, both experiences of heaviness and lightness throughout your body together, feeling both at the same time. Release all the sensations. Feel the body lying on your support. And draw your attention to the natural breath. Inhaling through the nose, drawing down to the belly. And back up from the belly out of the nose. Feel the way the air moves down through the chest and belly, expanding the navel. And as you exhale, releasing back up and out through the nose. Keep following the breath from the nose to the navel and the navel to the nose. And the next time that the breath comes to the navel, exhale and breathe out from the navel down the legs and through the feet. Bring the inhale back through the soles of the feet, the legs, and into the navel. Breathing out from the navel, down the legs, through the feet. Bring the inhale back up through soles of the feet, into the legs and the navel. And the next time the breath inhales to the navel, exhaling it out and up through the chest, arms, the palms. Inhaling back through the palms, the arms, the chest, back to the navel. Breathing out from the navel, through the chest, arms, and out the palms. Inhaling through palms, arms, chest, and to the navel. Next time the breath comes into the navel, exhale up through the chest, the throat, and out through the crown of the head. Breathe in through the crown, down the throat, and into the navel. Breathing from the navel, exhaling up and out through the crown. Inhaling from the crown, back down to the navel. The breath spreads through the body. Begin to find that as the breath comes into the navel, it expands out through the feet, the arms, and the crown, and draws in from the feet, the hands, and the crown. Inhale, draw through the feet, the hands, and the crown into the navel, and exhale from the navel out through these points of the body. Inhaling through soles, hands, and crown to the navel point. Exhaling from navel point out through crown, hands, and feet. And as the breath breathes in through all five points and out through all five points, allow yourself to visualize light coming through the body, accumulating in the navel and radiating back out from the navel through all those points in the body. As you breathe, spreading this light through the whole body, through each cell in your body. Pulsating light to ebb and flow, to spread through every atom of your being. Let each cycle of breath fill you with light, breathing in and breathing it out. And then draw down through the crown of your head a beam of bright white, brilliant light from the crown all the way through the center of your body, and let this column of brilliant healing light move through the whole of your being. Each inhale drawing down this bright light, column of light, and each exhale letting it spread through the body from the center outward and spreading through the body out of your whole being. Allow this light to bring a shimmer, a radiance through the body, allowing the body to stay aglow. Keep visualizing this stream, this pillar of white light. Allow your body to expand and fill, the space all around you filled with this brilliant white light. Each flow and cycle of breath, radiating and emanating your brilliant light inside and out, pulsing light. And repeating your personal resolve, your Sankalpa, three more times with the same elevated true feeling that you did at the beginning of your practice. I am. And begin to deepen the breath, feeling your body on your support. Notice the shoulders, hips, heels being supported, your physical body touching the floor. Breathe a little deeper. And allow the breath to gently bring movement back. to the body. As you allow the breath and the movement to spread, maybe wiggling fingers and toes, in your own time, maybe taking a big stretch of the body, a yawn, a smile, maybe a hug of the knees. Keep your eyes closed. You can stay on your back, maybe roll yourself to one side. Maybe you come to your belly or a seat. Take your time. Re-cocoon in your nest and pause. Pause to just listen to any sounds in your space, in and around you. And reacquaint your physical body in your time and space. Take your time, this sacred time, to fully come back into your body. Pause and simply be. Simply breathe. Be with yourself fully here, aware of any shifts, any insights that are flowing in. Reflect, integrate, and be grateful. And with my hands at my heart center, I bow to you all. If there's any added nourishment that you need, mind, body, spirit, I'm sending you a loving dose of just that. This practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends.